朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于杨念慈师母，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我在去年十月的时候讲过这一篇的信息，叫做爱耶稣。
Last October I gave a message Loving Jesus。
我想可能大部分人都不记得我讲了什么。
You probably don't remember what I said。
对，我那天问国豪的时候，我说我去年十月的时候讲过这个题目，他说我不记得了。
Last week I asked Brother Robin and he didn't remember。
我相信也许今天这个讲完以后，过些时候你们可能也不记得了。
Maybe after a while you will not remember what I said today。
但是我盼望我们记得这个题目。
But I hope we remember this topic。
我在五月份的时候本来预备了本来有一次主日要讲到，就我就那时候就预备好了一篇信息。
Early this May I prepared another message。
但是到这一次九月的时候呢，我心里就觉得很笃定，因为我想说我已经几个月前我就预备好一篇信息，那个还没有讲。
Therefore, in September, I was feeling quite easy because I feel I'm ready, I already prepared another message.
但是没有想到，当我在为这一次的聚会预备的时候，主耶稣叫我还要再讲这个题目。
But then, I didn't know that when I was preparing for this message, the Lord still wants me to speak on this topic.
我心里面觉得非常非常的为难。
It was rather hard for me.
因为我觉得余弟兄他能够一个主题他能够讲十次讲十二次，我觉得不容易。那圣灵讲完了十二次，他说他还有下集，因为他还有十二个题目。
I know only Brother Yu can give a series of messages, like he finished 12 series of messages on Holy Spirit, and he says he still has 12 more.
但是当我要讲爱耶稣的时候，我觉得我还能够再讲什么呢？
But then what more can I talk about loving Jesus?
但是主就把这个负担放在我的里面。
But then the Lord placed this burden in my heart.
所以我就跟主说，我说主耶稣啊，我说我不担这个责任，我不负这个责任，到底人要不要来爱你，我不负这个责任。
So I told the Lord, it's not my responsibility whether people love you or not.
然后我想今天我们在这里呢，不是说要叫人来爱我，也不是要来叫爱什么，我们是要来爱耶稣。所以主耶稣他要负责任来吸引我们众人来爱他。
Because I'm not preaching here to love me or anyone else but Jesus. Therefore Jesus has the responsibility to draw people to love him.
若有人爱神，这人乃是神所知道的。
If a man loves God, he is known by God.
那我在想说，我们在经历这个，因为每一个人可能都经历这个爱的功课。
I'm sure every one of us experienced this love.
爱，上一次我说是一个意志的选择。
Love is a choice of will.
所以主耶稣常常在圣经里面有太多的地方，他告诉我们说，爱是一个选择。
In many places in the Bible, that tells us that love is a willful choice.
一个人不能够侍奉两个主，不是恶这个，就是爱那个，就不是重这个，就是轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
Like Jesus says, no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
主耶稣对西门彼得说，他说，你爱我比这些更深吗？
And Jesus asked Peter, Simon, do you love me more than these?
对，他给西门彼得也有一个选择。
In other words, he also gave Peter a choice.
老约翰他说，你不要爱世界和世界上的事，为什么呢？他说，因为人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
And Apostle John tells us, you cannot love both God and the world, because anyone who loves the world, the love of God is not in him.
在马太福音，主耶稣呼召门徒的时候，他说，爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒；爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
In Matthew, Jesus also proclaimed and gave a calling. Anyone who loves his mother and father more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not not worthy of me.
在路加福音，他甚至讲的更多。他说：“人到我这里来，若不爱我，胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命。”就不能做我的门徒。
In the gospel according to Luke, he says even more, anyone who does love me more than his father, mother, wife, children, even his own life is not worthy of me.
所以爱不是只是我们在口头上说一说，或是我们在理性上能够了解而已。
So love is not, cannot just be understood in our mind or say it with our lips.
主耶稣今天在要求我们在意志上做一个爱的选择。
The Lord is calling us to make a willful choice.
主耶稣也要求我们，他说要我们来爱他，来遵守他的命令。
And the Lord also calls us to love him and obey his commands.
他希望我们你看见我们在我们身上有爱他的记号。
He wants to see this expression, this mark of love on us.
那爱呢，也常常会要我们遇见考验。
And love will also go through trial.
所以刚刚国豪弟兄讲到他这一路的过程，但是他经得起这些的考验。
Like what Brother Robin just shared, he went through the trials and then he gone through the test.
我在这次去东岸的时候，我听见一个非常非常感人的一个见证。
This time when I went to the East Coast, I heard a very touching story, a testimony.
这个讲员是在退休会里面的英文讲员。
This person was the speaker in the English congregation.
他是穆迪神学院的一个教授。
He's a professor at Moody Bible Institute.
这个 Dr. Sauer 呢，他在最后一天，余弟兄信息完了以后呢，他接着他有另外一堂的信息，他给他一开始的时候，他就给他做了自己给他自己做了一个见证。
And this person, Dr. Sauer, gave a personal testimony before, after Brother Yu's message at the conference.
他从开始的时候，他开始诉说他的女儿在他的几岁的时候，他开始归信主，在很年轻的时候，大概才四五岁的时候，他就把自己献给主耶稣。
He told the story of his daughter, how she became a believer at a young age, and she offered her life to the Lord.
他记得有一天在小女儿六岁的时候，他从门缝里面看到她跪在床前，为她在母亲肚子里面的弟弟那样子真实真诚的祷告。
He said that he still remembered how his daughter knelt down on the floor and prayed for her young brother that was still in her mother's womb.
他在九岁的时候，他的圣经上写下他对主耶稣的一个约定，他把自己归给耶稣。
And then when she was 9 years old, she wrote a promise on her Bible that she gave herself to the Lord.
但是在他13岁的时候，他开始掉进世界里面的一些的诱惑。
But then when she was 13, she fell into the temptation of the world.
所以从1993年到2003年这10年的时间里面，这位Dr. Sauer 跟他的师母，他们常常要为他的女儿来 struggle, 来挣扎，来祷告，迫切地向神来呼求，让他救他脱离那个黑暗的权势。
So for 10 years, starting from 1993 through year 2003, that Dr. Sauer and his wife often had to fight for their daughter to be free from the power of darkness.
1995年有一次，在他为着他穆迪神学院一个学生，他因为强烈的这个忧郁症，就后来自杀。他主持完婚那个葬礼以后，他离开那个墓地，突然有一个思想进到他的里面。
In 1995, when he was given a funeral service to a student at Moody Bible Institute, that he died of depression, and after the funeral, a thought came to Dr. Sauer's mind.
那个声音说。有一天，你的女儿也会做同样的事。
And then the voice told him that one day your daughter would do the same thing.
所以他的心里面非常非常的沉重，为着他的女儿常常非常的忧心。
So his heart began to be very heavy and worried about his daughter.
但是他跟他的师母尽他们一切所能的来挽回他这个女儿。
And he and his wife tried all they could do to try to save and turn their daughter around.
在他9年级还是10年级的时候，他把他这个女儿送到一个寄宿的Christian 一个基督徒的学校。
And then when she was in her 9th or 10th grade, they sent her to a Christian boarding school.
但是在三个礼拜之后，她就被学校退学了。
But then she was expelled from school 3 weeks after.
因为发现说她跟另外一个从德州来的一个男孩子，他们那个男孩子是曾经在撒旦教里面带过的，他们两个人互相把他们的手背割开，互相来吸对方的血。
Because she was discovered doing something very strange in the dorm that she and another boy who used to join the cult of Satan, they was like slitting their wrists and tried to suck blood from each other.
所以在这十年的时间里面，他跟这个女儿的妈妈，这个他的师母啊，经历了很多起起伏伏，很多为他这个女儿所受的苦。
So during this period of 10 years, both he and his wife suffered much because of their daughter.
在五月的时候，他的女儿用一个很强烈的枪对着他的心脏自杀了。
In this early May, that their daughter shot herself with a gun. Their daughter shot herself. 啊，
这件事情发生以后呢？他原来想说，他从此以后他没有办法再服侍主了。
After this happened, he thought he would never be able to serve the Lord again.
但是当我们遇见他的时候，是在六月底的一个东岸一个退休会的里面。
But when we met him, it was at a conference at the end of June this year.
我就在想到底是一个什么样子的力量，能够让这一对夫妇他们仍然能够来服侍主，而且当他们在退休会的中间，他把他们下午的时间 open 给所有其他的需要他们做 counseling， 需要来寻求帮助，需要他们一起祷告的人，可以到他们的房间来，他们来为他们祷告。
It just amazes me, and I wonder what kind of power that enabled them to continue to serve the Lord. They even offered the afternoon time for open counseling session.
我觉得在他们里面有一个爱的力量。
Because I can see the power of love in them.
这个爱的力量是大水不能淹没，重水不能熄灭，一个非常有一个 compelling， 有一个能力的一个爱在他们的里面。
And this love is so powerful that cannot be quenched by water, and that's in them.
所以当他们遇见神所爱的人的时候，他的爱就自然的流露。
So whenever they meet people that God loves, their love naturally flow out.
所以很多时候我们觉得爱耶稣应该是道理上是我赞成的。
Sometimes we agree that we love Jesus.
但是我要怎么样来爱耶稣呢？
But how do I really love Jesus?
我想说今天我只想说举两个点，就是我们可以借着我们的爱来证明我们的信，来表达我们对耶稣的爱。
Today I want to touch two points that through these two things we can express, we can show that we love Jesus.
我们爱耶稣所爱的。
First, we love whom Jesus loves.
我们爱他所爱的人。
We love those people that he loves.
主耶稣说，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
Jesus says, I am a good shepherd. A good shepherd dies for his sheep.
当他要离开这个世界到天上去的时候，到回到父那里去的时候，他问彼得，他念念不忘的一件事，他就说，你爱我比这些更多吗？
Before he ascends back to heaven, he asks Peter, Do you love me more than these?
彼得说，我爱你，我爱你。主耶稣，难道你不知道我爱你吗？
Peter repeatedly replied, I love you, I love you. Lord Jesus, don't you know I love you?
主耶稣三次对他说，你要牧养我的羊，你要喂养我的小羊。
But three times Jesus asked him to feed my sheep, to tend my sheep.
啊，很多时候呢，我们要去喂养，要去 take care， 要在英文里面，他讲到的那个牧养呢，讲到要照顾主耶稣的羊，是一件不容易的事情。
But we know that it's not easy to care for Jesus' sheep.
就好像神有一天来找亚伯，亚伯跟该隐他们发生的这个该隐他嫉妒他的哥哥，所以他在田野间跟他打架，然后他就把他的哥哥亚伯就给杀了。
Cain killed his brother Abel out of jealousy in the book of Genesis. The Lord appeared to Cain.
然后神就对那个来问该隐，他说：“你的兄弟亚伯到哪里去了呢？”
And the Lord asked Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?"
然后该隐就说：“我不知道啊，我岂是看守我兄弟的呢？”
And then, but Cain says, I don't know where he is. I'm not the one who to care for him.
那很多时候呢，在我们的里面也觉得我自己照顾我自己都来不及了。
A lot of times we feel it's enough. I have enough things to care about myself.
我哪里还有能力可以去照顾主的羊，照顾别人呢？
Where do I find strength to care for others, for other sheep of the Lord?
但是主耶稣他在乎我们爱他所爱的。
But then Lord Jesus wants us to care those he loves.
所以他自己有一个，他讲了，举了一个例子。
So he gave an example.
他说有一天呢，这个天上的这个王啊 ，king 的，他有一天他要把他底下的这个绵羊跟山羊分开来。
So he says, one day the king of heaven will separate out the sheep and the goats.
他就把对右边的这个绵对右边的这个绵羊说。
The sheep will gather at his right hand, and he will tell them.
他说你要蒙我的福，我要把国赐给你。
And he will tell them that you are blessed. I will give you my kingdom.
他说因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝。我做客旅，你留我住；我赤身露体，你给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。
Because he says, for I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was stranger and you invited me. And I needed clothes, you clothed me. I was sick, you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me.
那这些在右边人呢，就觉得很奇怪，什么时候我们有做这些事在你的身上呢？
But then these people were wondering, Lord, when did we do all these things for you?
这个王呢就说，他说这些事你们既做在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是做在我的身上了。
But then the king replies, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of these little brothers of mine, you did it for me.
所以很多时候我们是坐在主所爱的身上，其实就是坐在主的身上。
Therefore, whatever we do to those whom the Lord loves, it's the same as we do it for the Lord.
我们下一个礼拜两个礼拜之后我们要传福音。
Two weeks from now, we will have gospel meetings.
有时候我们看见人在外面的匮乏，他们穷苦，或是有很多的需要，我们忍不住心里面就产生那个怜悯的心肠。
A lot of times we will have sympathy when we see people in need materially.
但是更重要的是，有时候我们看不见人心里面的饥渴跟他们的匮乏。
But oftentimes we do not see the need in their heart.
所以我们好像就可以掩面不顾他们的需要，然后我们就转身说，我要来敬拜主，我要来享受主的福分。可是当我们有这样子一个福音的宴席的时候，我们好像很自然的，我们也不是很自然的。好像很自然的就没有想到他们在他们的里面有这样子的需要。
Because we do not see the need in them, the needs in their heart. Therefore, sometimes it's very natural for us to neglect them.
很多时候在我们的周围也有很多爱主的人。
A lot of times we're surrounded by people who love the Lord.
他们也是神所爱的。
And they are too loved by God.
我们要爱他们。
Therefore, we should love them.
有一次我去跟一个姊妹交通，我去找她。
One time I went to have fellowship with a sister.
我跟她说，我说在这个世代爱主非常不容易。
I tell her it's not easy to love the Lord in this generation.
所以如果我们看见爱主的人，
So if we see someone who loves the Lord,
我们要爱他们。
Let's love them.
要爱，要宝贝他们。
Let's cherish them.
我们要祷告说他们不要失了爱主的心。
We will pray that they will not lose their love.
我们盼望说在这个世代能够爱主的人越来越多。
We pray that more and more people will love the Lord in this generation.
在罗马书第十三章那个地方讲，他说爱就是不加害于人的。
And then, because love does not do evil to people.
这是我们最基本的，就是我们爱人，爱主所爱的，我们不加害于人，不加害在他们的身上。
The most basic thing to love is to not do evil to them.
我们还要爱，怎么样来表达我们对人的爱呢？
Then how do we express our love to people?
如果我们可以成全别人，
If we can edify them,
让他们在主里面成长，
So that they can grow in the Lord,
他们可以跟我们一样一起的来爱主，
So that they too can love with the Lord, love the Lord with us.
这一点也是非常非常的不容易。
And this is not easy either.
我们自己爱主好像比较容易。
It's easier that we love the Lord alone.
然后我们要培养，我们要成全，要带着别人一起来爱主，对我们来说是很大的考验。
It's a big challenge for us to build up someone so that they too will love the Lord. That's not easy.
啊，第二个呢，主所爱的是他的教会。
Secondly, what the Lord loves is His church.
在以弗所书说，基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
The book of Ephesians tells us that Lord Jesus loved the church and He gave Himself up for her.
所以教会是神所爱的，是主耶稣所爱的。
Church is loved by the Lord Jesus.
他为着教会的缘故，他甚至把他自己的命都舍了。
He gave His life for the church.
对，仍然呢。当我们在教会里面，我们要爱我们的教会。
Therefore, since we are placed in the church, we ought to love our church.
我们都很爱我们的家。
We all love our families.
但是教会是主耶稣的家。
But church is the home of Jesus.
我记得上一次培明在成人主日学上课的时候，他讲了一个例子。
I remember I heard a brother James Chen gave an example in an adult Sunday school.
他说他如果到了别人的家，看到厨房脏了，看到地板坏了，他不会呢就拿起抹布洗啊，他就给他擦一擦，或者地板坏了，他就拿个钉锤起来修。
He says if he goes to someone else's house and he sees that the kitchen is dirty or the floor is broken, he would not just go ahead get a mop and then clean up the kitchen or fix the floor.
但是在自己的家里面，我们就不一样。
But it's different if you are in your own house.
你不希望不希望自己的家是乱七八糟的。
You don't want your house to be in a mess.
你也不希望说家里面充满了缺乏，充满这个不够，那个不够，这里也乱，那里也乱，那里也不够整齐。
And you don't want to see your house in many needs here and there everywhere.
我昨天再看一下在圣经里面，这个利未人在教会里面做些什么事情。
Yesterday I read again what Levites do at church.
神呼召这些利未人单单的来属于他。
Because God called out Levites to belong to Him wholly.
今天我们在座的每一个人，我们在新约的里面，我们都是神的祭司。
In the New Testament, all of us who are here are the priests of God.
那这些利未人他做什么呢？
So what did these Levites do in the temple?
他们在会幕里面，在圣殿里面办理一切的事情。
They administer everything in God's temple or the tabernacle.
他们守门，他们杀牛宰羊。
They keep the door and then they offer sacrifices.
他们清洁，他们要点灯。
They clean up and they have to light the candles.
他们换香，他们要献祭。
They have to offer sacrifices or change incense.
他们歌唱，他们管钱。
They sing songs and they take care of the money.
是不是我们现在在做的事情？
Are these all the things that we do today too?
这是所有爱主的人在神的家里面，因为这是主耶稣的家，这就是我们的家。他所有的需要就是我们这些人来 take care.
Because this is his house, and all the needs in his house will be taken care of by us who love him.
但是当我们在爱主耶稣的时候，在神的家里面，神还要呼召另外的一批人，在这个中间，他还要呼召另外的一批人。
And among all these people, God called up another group of people.
在约书亚记第三章那个地方有一个很美丽的一个 picture, 有一个很美丽的一个图画。
In Joshua chapter 3, we see a beautiful picture.
那个时候他们所有的大队人马来到了约旦河的旁边。
At that time, the Israelites were camping beside the river Jordan.
神借着约书亚就对着以色列的百姓说话。
And then God told Joshua to tell the people.
他说你们在每一个支派里面要挑一个人出来，每一个要有十二个人，然后要有祭司来扛抬神的约柜。
And then you are to pick one person out of every tribe, and the priests will carry the ark.
那个时候他们要过这个约旦河非常非常的不容易。
At that time it was very difficult to cross the river Jordan.
因为那个时候它的河水呢涨过两岸。
Because it's at the time that it floods over the banks.
所以这些人扛抬约柜的呢，神给他们一个使命，就是他们扛着约柜走在众百姓的前面。
And then, but the Lord gave the mission to these priests that they are to carry the ark before the people.
而且他离的距离呢，要2000 feet，就差不多是一公里的距离。
And then they have to keep a distance from the people. It's about 1 kilometer.
所以你可以想象这一幅图画，这些祭司扛着约柜到了约旦河的旁边，他们后面的那一群跟着的人离他们有将近一公里之远。
So we can imagine this picture that these priests carry the ark to the river Jordan, and if they look back, the people were behind them like one kilometer.
然后他们看见的呢是在前面那个涨过两岸的河水。
And what they see is the River Jordan flooding over the banks.
如果他们心里说，我等着他们一起来，在后面给我加油啊，为我祷告，我才照着神的吩咐，把我的脚放在水里面。那我想，这整大队的人马都没有办法，因为后面的人他也遵照神的命令，他要离前面的约柜有两千肘。
If these priests insist to wait for people to catch up so that they can cheer or pray with them before they put their feet into the water, and it will never happen because the people behind them also have to follow to keep the distance.
所以在神的家里面常常缺少一些做先锋的人。
Therefore, in God's house, we often lack pioneers.
但是主在这里呼召一般的人，他因着爱耶稣的缘故，他愿意走在百姓的前面。
But God is still calling today pioneers who are willing to walk before His people out of love for Him.
他不需要等到教会比较好了，他才来开始参加。
They don't have to wait until church gets better before they can involved.
他不需要等到祷告会的人数增加了，他说我才来参加祷告会。
They don't have to wait until more people join the prayer meeting before they join.
他不需要等到会所已经买成了，我才来参加这个教会。
They don't have to wait until a building is purchased before they attend this church.
他答应主耶稣的呼召，在这里起来，首先爱他的家，爱他的旨意。
They will respond to God's calling to love His people and His will.
所以这一幅的图画，我想在许多爱主的人心中，它是一个很大很大的鼓励。
So this picture, I believe, will be a great encouragement to those who love God.
所以当这些祭司顺服主，他把他的脚一沾到那个约旦河的水的时候，约旦河就分开来了。
So when these priests obey God and put their feet in the water, immediately the water was divided.
所以他们就走在前面。
And then they walk before the people.
然后后面的百姓就好像走干地一样，他们过了约旦河。
And all the Israel will walk pass through the River Jordan on dry ground.
然后进到神所应许他们的迦南美地。
And then enter into the promised land.
我最后呢，我想我们要来读一处的圣经。
Lastly, we will read one passage.
我们来读约书亚记，对不起，生命记。
Deuteronomy
第十五章
Chapter 15
生命记十五章十六节到第十七节
Verses 16 through 17
我们一起来读他若对你说我不愿意离开你是因他爱你和你的家且因在你那里很好你就要拿锥子将他的耳朵在门上刺透他便永为你的奴仆了你带婢女也要这样。来，在这里呢，讲到在当初以色列中间有这样子的一个规定。
And this is a regulation among the Israelites.
有一些以色列人呢，他们因为可能各种不同的原因，他们到别人的家里面去做奴仆。
For various reasons, some Hebrews became slaves, become servants.
那神给他们定了一个律例。
But God has this law for them.
这个奴仆呢，服侍你六年以后，到了第七年，这个主人要给他们一个选择，就是你可以自由了。
After the Hebrew servant served for 6 years, the master is to give him a choice at the 7th year for freedom.
如果你要离开，你可以自由的离开。
If he is to go, he can be free to go.
但是呢，这个奴仆呢，他也有一个选择，他可以说我爱你。我爱我的主人和他的家，我爱我的妻子，我爱我的儿女，所以我要留在这里。
But the servant can have a choice. If he says, I love my master and his family, I love my wife and children, he can stay.
然后这个主人呢，就把这个奴仆就带到祭司或者一个 judge, 一个判断的人面前，那确定说这个是 出于那个奴仆心甘情愿的选择。
So this master is to bring the servant to a judge or a priest, and then to make sure that this is his choice, free will choice.
然后如果确定了以后呢，他就把他带回家，带到那个门啊，家里的那个大门的前面。
Then this master is to take the servant back home to the door or the doorpost.
在这个门的这个柱子上呢，就在他的耳朵上呢，就用一个锥子啊。就把他这个耳朵在那个门上呢，就钻一个洞。
And then this master is to push an awl through his earlobe, the servant's earlobe to the door.
然后在他的耳朵上呢，就要有这个主人带一个记号，有这个主人的名字来表明他是属于哪一个家的。
And this is the mark that shows to which house he belongs to.
那从此以后，这个仆人他就永远终身。归于这个主人和他的家，一生的来服侍他。
And then from there on, he is to be the servant of the master for life.
我不晓得在我们的里面，我们有没有这样子一个愿望，跟主耶稣说，虽然我可以自由的走。
I wonder if we too have this desire that we would tell Jesus, even though I have this choice to leave.
但是我爱我的主人和他的家。
But because I love my master and his family,
在这里也是何等的好。
It is so well here.
所以我不要自由的离去。
Therefore, I do not want to leave.
我愿意在我的身上有一个终身服侍他的记号。
I'm willing to take this mark on my body to serve him all my life.
在我的耳朵上有主耶稣的名字。
So that on my ear there's the name of Jesus.
每一个人看见我，他知道我是属于我的主，我属于我的主人，我终身要来爱他，要服侍他。
Anyone who sees me will know that I belong to my master, and I will serve him all the days of my life.
我觉得在现今这个时代，人都好像里面有一个害怕，就是来把自己来委身。
It seems that in this generation, everyone is afraid to commit.
所以每一个的关系都是远远的。
Therefore, all relationships seem rather shallow and distant.
人的心里面常常对这个关系常常都是不满足的，因为都是非常的浅。
But then at the same time, we're not satisfied with relationships because they're shallow.
就连我们跟主耶稣的关系也是这个样子。
It seems that even our relationship with the Lord Jesus is the same.
我们跟教会的关系也是这个样子。
The same with our relationship with the church.
我们要浅浅的。
We want to keep it shallow.
若即若离的。
Keep it distant.
如果不对劲，那我就脚底抹油，我就酸了，就走了。
So if something wrong happens, then I can leave very quickly.
在婚姻的关系里面也是这样。
The same in within a marriage.
人的心里面有一个恐惧，他不敢来委身。
People have this fear to commit.
但在以色列家，有一些的仆人，他甘心放弃他的自由。
But then in the house of Israel, there's a group of servants who are willing to give up their freedom.
在第七年他可以有选择的时候，他说我爱我的主人和他的家，在这里是何等的好，我不愿意自由的离去。
On the seventh year of their service, they had a choice to leave, but they say they love their master and their family. They do not want to leave.
他愿意被他的主人带到一个公正的人面前，带到祭司的面前，他愿意说我爱他，我爱他的家，我从此以后我留在这里，我终身归于他。
And he was, and they were willing to proclaim their love to their master in front of a judge or a priest.
然后在他的身上有一个终身的记号。
And then they're willing to be pierced with a permanent mark.
我要再说，今天这篇的信息是主耶稣在这里呼召我们来爱他。
Again, I must say that this is the Lord's calling us to love Him.
我知道很多弟兄姊妹都很爱我们，很爱我们，很爱我跟余弟兄。
I know that many of you love, brother you and me, very much.
我听说有一个姊妹在小组里面分享，她说这段时间因为余弟兄身体上的需要，他需要休息，他不能够做什么。但是他知道他一定会很乐于看见他的生命在长进。
And then I heard that one sister shared in her small group that she knows that during this time that brother Yu is
under physical weaknesses, and then the sister knows that Brother Yu will be delighted to see her grow.
所以呢，他在这一段时间，他就拼命的读经，读了很多的圣经。
So during this time, she read a lot of Bible.
我听了以后非常非常的感动，我不知道她是谁。
I'm very touched. I still don't know who she is yet.
但是我们要来爱主耶稣。
But let's love Jesus.
爱他的家。
Love his house.
教会是主耶稣的家。
And the church is his house.
他为了我们，为了他的教会，他舍了他自己的命。
He gave his life for us and for his church.
只有他。在我们还做罪人的时候，他舍了他的命。
Only He gave His life for us while we were still sinners.
我们怎么知道神爱我们呢？
How do we know that God loves us?
主耶稣为我们舍命。
Jesus gave His life for us.
从此我们就知道神爱我们。
Therefore, we know that God loves us.
盼望我们也一起来爱他的家。
Let's love His house together.
爱他所爱的。
And love those whom He loves.
我们接下来会要有一些的祷告。
Now we will have a time of prayer.
在我们把他为我们受死的记号那个饼和杯放在桌子上之前，我们一起要有一些的祷告。
Before we set up the cup and the bread, we will have some prayers together.
那为什么我们今天要分这些小组来做呢？
Today we see that there are seating assignments.
那我们的爱要在行为和真实上。
We shall show our love in truth and with action.
我们需要我们的同伴来跟我们一起来爱耶稣。
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。